Shalom, shalom. What's going on? It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser. That is. I hope everybody's doing well and blessed. We haven't talked in such a while. I don't know why. I have had a lot going on and probably some really cool things I could have been sharing with you guys, but I've just been I don't know. I don't really have an excuse or reason. I just haven't been on in a while. But I just wanted to really share what I'm what's being revealed to me or placed on me here in the last few days. So y'all be glorified and magnified and praised. Father, speak truth through these lips, please. Amen. Dig the move. I know everybody is feeling time speeding up. I know people are feeling like there's this anxiousness going on in the atmosphere. There's like a sort of a It's like when you have a hurricane and then you're in the eye of it, and then you know that there's a second wave, right? Or, yeah, hurricane, that's a big one, right? And so we know that like things kind of went really chaotic in the world with COVID and trade wars and all kinds of stuff. Like, oh, and now there's this kind of like lull in like sensationalism over certain issues and things have just kind of gone. Not that they haven't progressed, you know, but there's been like a lull in the hype, right? And there's a settling that's happening, and a lot of people are thinking that they're settling into like back to normal. Things are getting back to normal, right? But things are never going to be what they were. Never, ever, ever going to be what they were. And as people settle into a concept of normal in this time, we who have fought the good fight through it and who are still fighting the good fight through it and who realize and recognize that the lull in hype does not mean a lull in activity, those of us who have stayed diligent and who have pressed and who have pressed and who have pressed to get ourselves into the best position possible for what's upon us, what's coming, and what we have manifest. A bunch of us really need to understand that this is, we have a season of rejoicing upon us right now. Because a lot of us have just passed. Oh gosh, guys, I gotta get my charger. I gotta yell at one of the kids. Sorry, I know this is kind of troublesome, but it is what it is. Lulu, I need my charger quick, please. Can you get it for me, please, fast? And be quiet when you come in, I'm live. Sorry, guys. So, a lot of us came through some serious tests. Me, I was talking to one of the prophets that I kick it with, the soul maiden. And you know, we realized I was looking at a 7-year window, and she pointed out that it was more, or I was looking at like like a 7 to 9 year window we were looking at, right? So for me, there was like the 5 years in Belize. And then the 2 years in Colorado, which put me right at 7, right? And it's more like coming into the 7th now. Yeah, more or less, maybe. But thank you. But like I can look back at a series of choices, and I'll even just get rounded off and say a decade, right? I'll say in the last decade, where a series of choices, small and large choices, to follow the Most High and to just do what needed to be done in that season and to learn that kind of, it's not even blind obedience, but maybe we can call it blind obedience, right? Because you don't really know why left is you're hearing go left, right? Go left. You don't know what's right or left. So you obey because you know that the Most High knows where he's trying to get you to, right? It's not the same kind of obedience where when you have a goal And the Most High says, now take this step, take that step, and you can see where it's going, right? Sometimes you can see where it's going. You can see where you're going, and sometimes not. And in the last, I'm going to say decade, a bunch of us really came through some serious stuff, right? Like a bunch of you, right? When I say us, I'm talking about you. You're one of us, right? You're listening. And so we came through a series of not just like tests, but like decisions at crossroads or at like a fork in the road where we made major life altering or life establishing decisions that we may not have at that time known how major they were going to impact us 10 years from then, 7 years from then, 3 years from then, 1 year, right? And so that last decade, more or less, for me personally, has just, I am now seeing fruit from the things that were planted in me in that process. I am starting to see fruit of it where things are coming so full circle, like there are small and large circles all coming full circle in this season. And that's really what I think it is, what I'm saying, right? Like the full circle quality of this season. And like, it's interesting because it's happening in terms of smaller time frames and larger ones, but where you see the tying up of karmic stories, you see those karmic stories where the going around went around and now you're experiencing the coming around. And I know for a lot of people that's really troublesome because a lot of you did not walk in integrity. A lot of you did not walk in obedience. A lot of you faked it, right? A lot of people really did fake it. And now they are knowing that they faked it because, and you know, you knew you were faking it, but you didn't know that. You thought you could get away with it for a little while longer, and you can't. And now you can't even fake it anymore. And you're lost because the people that were real are like light years out of your reach. And you're left with people that have no choice but to fake it because they don't know anything about authenticity and they don't know anything about the depth of which spirituality can impact your life. And so because some of you guys have been playing games, now the serious folks, we don't even hardly want to fool up with y'all no more because y'all play too many games. And now you're left with people that for them it's not a game. They're dead serious. They don't even know what you even talking about when you say I gotta stop fronting. I need to get real. They don't even know that there's a difference between the place that you're in that resonates with them and the fact that there's something real. It's like the fish in the bowl, afraid for the fish that longs for the ocean, right? Like, I don't know. But there's just a lot of like full circle stuff happening. And so that's good and bad, right? Like depending on who you are and what you sowed and what you did and what you trusted and what you believed and what you represented and what you fought for and what you stood for. And what you accepted and what you rejected and what you cast down and what you came against. And so, hallelujah, now what you have is full circle energy. And I just want to encourage you guys that you don't have to, just because the world is in turmoil and chaos and mourning and people are gnashing teeth, you do not have to dim your shine. You do not have to downplay the enormous blessings that are raining down on you. Now is not the time to start getting shy. Now is not the time to start being false humble where you don't really put your blessings out there because the person next to you didn't really get a blessing like that. You feel bad. Like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that because the Most High is doing what he's doing to show the difference between the authentic, righteous-hearted people and everyone else. And those of us with righteous hearts, we know that righteousness always looks the same, but always looks different. it's different. My righteous walk is different than my sister's righteous walk, but they are the same because righteousness is what it is. And so the maturity level of those who have really taken seriously the, I guess I would say the academy that the last 10 years was, right? The training ground that the last 10 years was, those of us who took that very seriously are rejoicing. The Most High is giving us like dancing for our mourning, right? He's giving us gladness in place of our sorrows, and he's giving us riches in place of our poverty, and he's giving us all of the things that we were willing to put aside, seeking after and looking after, because we wanted truth. We wanted truth, and we wanted authenticity, and we wanted integrity, and we needed to be able to live with ourselves and look ourselves in the mirror. And we needed to be able to go to sleep at night with a peaceful rest. And so we learned what we had to learn to be able to manifest that level of peace. And it required a lot of fighting to get to that level of peace. And now that we have it, as the world is going more chaotic and we are entering more and more into the peace, I just want to encourage you to celebrate it, to like really do your thing, like really show off, really celebrate it. Don't shrink back and let other people make you feel any kind of way, because the Most High blesses who he wants to bless. He curses who he wants to curse, and he knows all things. He knows who deserves it. And if the Most High is truly blessing you, celebrate that and make it known, because that testimony is what's going to draw those who have doubt and who are not sure and this and that. When you say, listen, I had to obey back here, and now it's come full circle, and hallelujah, I'm getting the blessing now. And so you can't give that testimony if you're downplaying the blessing. You can't give that testimony if you don't smile as wide as you might, because you don't want people to feel shady, because they, you know, it's like those participation trophy. You don't want the participation trophy people to be mad at you. So therefore you like don't accept the trophy because you don't want to feel bad, you know, because you're the MVP, but really the whole team put in. And so you like, I give this trophy back to the team. No, you take the trophy home. You put it wherever you're going to put it, in your house, in the window, so the neighbors can see it. It's that kind of time. Right. And I'm not talking about whatever. Those who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. You know what time it is. Sometimes the Most High wants to really stunt on them and show them who he is, because we're always telling him who he is in our lives, and we follow the Most High, and we're always saying the Most High is this and the Most High is that, and people be looking for proof, and the Most High is dropping the proof right now. He's like, look, you can't touch him. You can't come near him. You can't, if you take something from him, listen, if somebody steals from you on one block, you'll go two blocks and somebody will bless you with twice as much as what was stolen from you a block ago. And it's been happening so consistently. But right now it's like crazy, the restoration and the bounty that the Most High is just pouring over us. And we need to go ahead and celebrate that and be vocal and be visual and celebrate and dance in it. And let people wonder why you're hollering and praising and laughing and amening, and let them wonder. And if they ask, then you can tell them. If they don't ask, you ain't even got to get involved. And if they overhear you praising, great. If you walk in, hey, how are you today? I am fabulous. I just got the best blessing you cannot imagine. Like, rock it how you rock it. But celebrate. This is a time of celebrating, because I'm telling you, the Most High he's already determined who his team is. And he's like suiting us up now. He's hooking us up now. He's doling out lands and partnerships and ideas and businesses and all kinds of resources according to who we prove ourselves to be in that last decade. And for me, especially in that last, the last decade, but especially in that last 7 years, there was something happened 7 years ago where I shifted and everything shifted. everything shifted from there. But 10 years solid pretty much is like where we're at. We're coming up on year 10 of like what I would say is like a wilderness, a really serious wilderness experience. A lot of us. So, over 15 minutes. I didn't mean to be. I hope this encouraged you guys. You know, it's in Isaiah 61 and 3, right? To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified. It's that season, y'all. Hallelujah. We made it. We're still kicking. Y'all be praised. Peace out, y'all. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser. Till next time.